With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. We are live from spring training here in Florida. We thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning. I'm John Paul Flame, joined as always by Johnny Cake Sawville.
Hello, everybody.
Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
And Jason Bishop.
Need the sunglasses, boys.
Need the sunglasses. We do have the lights from NBC Sports
bright.
Washington shining on us. As always, the show is brought to you by EMP180 Weight Loss, the standard for weight loss in the D.C. area. It's EMP180weightloss.com. I think we had a relatively smooth flight into Florida.
We did.
Despite all the angst from EB and Cakes.
It was always
other
angst.
Than a half-hour wait to get our rental car, it went pretty smoothly.
Yes.
Yeah, I have to say pretty event-free. All good.
What time did you get to the airport?
I don't
flight
know.
Left 11:30, right?
We got in about 2:15. We didn't get our car until
no, he's
3.
Saying,
no, I'm saying after
at Reagan.
Yeah. We were beyond security at 10:30.
Oh, that was
yeah,
quick.
We did
well.
And that was with about a 10-minute wait because a dog sniffed something.
Shocker.
And they had to check for contraband.
Yeah. Oh.
Shocker, there's a bomb-sniffing dog there, and Drabby started panicking. Like a full-blown panic. He redouble-checked his bag. Draw your own conclusions.
Yeah.
What he's got going on over there.
You might want to just invest in a new bag.
Right.
That's my advice to one.
How did he get rid of the marijuana?
Or like, new friends. I don't know. But, you know, when Drabby started telling me his mule stories,
Then
I was like,
all right.
Got to be careful.
But it all went well. We got through the security line. We
settled
in. I think we all grabbed a quick bite to eat, and then we got on the plane.
Yeah.
It was pretty straightforward.
Right. And I paid $64 for my extra 6 inches of leg room, and it was silly.
Really?
It was
I didn't
fine.
Have to pay anything for it. I was in the very last row, and the woman came up to me because she saw that my knees were in basically in my mouth.
Yeah.
And she said, I got an extra seat in the exit row for you. I got to hook you.
Nuh-uh.
I said, you are wonderful. You're an angel.
Nice.
Really? That's
job.
Really nice.
Well done.
Yeah, so I got the old exit row.
I was sitting next to a guy who couldn't stop jackhammering his right leg throughout the flight.
Oh, that's usually your calling card.
Usually that's me, but this guy was taking it to a new level.
Well, he was nervous.
It was a little bit wacky.
By the way, we should say that we are outside, and it is going to be 90 degrees. Cakes checked the temperature.
I did, yes.
Looked at the forecast
it
last night.
It says technically 70 right now.
But it feels chilly, so
feels
I'm
like
actually
50.
Jealous of Jason, who's wearing what he wears to the studio every day. He's wearing his GW pants.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, of course.
Steph Curry
pullover. EB's got all kinds of layers. And
of course.
I am jealous right now.
Yeah.
Because I've got shorts. Cakes has got the flip-flops on.
Yeah, we're in Florida. Come on. You got to wear the flippy-floppies.
Dude, I actually brought my entire suitcase, so I'm just going to have a full wardrobe change. You know, come around 9 a.m.
But it is
we'll
very
be fine.
Dewy here. We're sitting on chairs, which are wet. Got a table that's wet.
Dewey was my favorite Red Sox player of all time.
That was your guy.
Dewey Evans. We actually shout out to Jack and to our NBC Sports Washington folks here because there was a slight panic.
Props.
That we may or may not be able to make this.
They got it done.
They had it handled.
They got it done. We should mention, so we're here at spring training. It's a new home for the Nationals.
And second
we're
year for them, new for
right,
us.
But new for us. And we're going to have several Nationals players and coaches swing by. Davey Martinez, the manager, is scheduled to join us at 7:20.
Yeah.
Sean Doolittle is going to join us after, right around 7:45, their ace reliever. And we have Ryan Zimmerman is going to join us at 8:20.
Very good.
I think tomorrow we're going to have Max Scherzer and several others. So we're going to talk a lot of Nats. Also, it's a Tuesday. Scott Brooks, the head coach of the Wizards, is going to join us. You know, Saturday night I did Wizards overtime. And after they won, they were third place in the standings.
Right.
Today I look at the NBA standings. They're in fifth. And they haven't played.
Right.
That's
just the way
Indiana,
it is.
Indiana played last night. I assume they won.
Yes.
Right?
So Indiana won and Cleveland won. LeBron's putting up absurd numbers.
He
probably he's starting to get to that point where he should win MVP probably every year.
I know he's not going to.
I mean, it's just absurd.
I mean, who is real? I mean, I understand Harden's probably going to win it, but who's more valuable to his team?
Hmm.
I mean, LeBron, I think, put up something like 35 and 15 rebounds.
And it's not about
– Last night?
Yeah.
He had 40.
Oh, 40.
12 rebounds and 10 assists. A trip dub.
I knew it was something absurd.
Yeah.
No one plays defense.
I'm pretty good. I didn't pick him for my FanDuel team last night.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
The Denver-Miami final was 149-141. Now, it did go to double OT, but nobody plays defense in the NBA.
It's like an all-star score.
But anyway, we'll talk to Scott Brooks at 8 o'clock about the Wizards who – take on the Spurs.
Getting closer. I think, did I see this yesterday that maybe now the latest projection is maybe Sunday, that it might be a targeted return date? I think I may have seen
that. Well, we're in the time frame of that 6 to 8 weeks. John Wall's definitely been practicing more.
They said he had his most rigorous workout yesterday and did well, responded well to it. So
I think they're dying for him to come back.
Yeah, well, they got to get him in there.
After that,
it's going to take a while, too.
After the Celtics win about a week ago, Bradley Beal was interviewed afterwards, and I think he played 47 minutes in that game. That was the double overtime game. He was like, we're ready for John to come back.
They're damn right they are.
Philly won last night, too. So Philly is just a half game back, right? So between
– 3 through 6 is almost a toss-up.
Yeah. I mean, Cleveland did win. So between 3 and 6, you got about a game and a half separation.
Right. Well – again, I'm still blown. I can't remember. When was the last time we've broadcast in the dark like this outside?
That's a good question.
Have we? Because typically when we do remotes, we're indoors.
Yeah, probably never.
Like when we've done like some of the golf tournaments, we're still indoors, right?
Yeah, I mean, former trips down here with the Nasser and Vieira,
we were in the press box.
So it was dark, but we weren't outside.
The golf tournament is
maybe at
in
a tent.
The heart of summer when the sun comes up a little bit earlier.
Yeah. Well, we're often in a tent.
In the dark.
Yeah, I can't remember like being outside broadcasting the elements where we're wiping the dew off.
And yet, besides Cakes and I, two of the junkies are basically wearing sunglasses.
Well, there's bright lights.
I know. You know what?
That's not bothering you?
Not really.
Yeah.
Well, nothing bothers you.
Yeah. He's money.
Wait till the sun comes up.
Well,
you're really gonna be jealous.
I'm just thrilled to be here, and you know, I can't actually wait until the sun comes up so we can actually see the facility because Kyle, the PR guy here for the Nats, was telling us about it. I think there are 18 batting cages over there. I don't know if you could see it in the background. You probably can't. It's like an indoor-outdoor kind of thing. It's like the coolest thing you've ever seen. They've got two fields over here whose dimensions mirror Nats Park.
Very cool.
So if you want to go over there and you know. Takes a BP and get a feel for what it's going to be like in a few weeks. That's an unbelievable place to work out. I'm sure Ryan Zimmerman's been spending a lot of time over there because Ryan, for people that don't know, has spent most of spring training in the minor league camp because he can get his reps in earlier.
He's a big fan of spring training.
I don't think he likes spring training at all.
Well, what if every veteran just said, you know what, Dave?
I don't know.
I don't want to play in the major league games.
It's the perks of being, an iconic player in the franchise.
He's built up that equity over the years.
He went to Davey and said, hey, man, can I do this? Something to change up the routine. You know, CK and I said as we were driving over this morning, he should do whatever he did last spring because it got off to that great start and it just set the tone for the entire year. But that's what he's doing. Apparently in a minor league camp, there's no batting order. So if Ryan Zimmerman wants to lead off every inning he can – and he could be done. If he wants to get 3 at-bats, he'd be done by third inning. It lets you run around, do whatever you want.
And he can go tee it up.
Yeah, you can tee it up, do whatever you want.
It's pretty amazing. So we're 11 days away from opening day.
Right.
So it's getting close to opening day. Now, Daniel Murphy still hasn't played, right?
Nope.
Yeah.
So they're going to need Ryan Zimmerman's production in the lineup. And I don't think Eaton has been playing.
Yeah. No. He just hit a bomb.
He's been playing.
Yeah, okay, he just hit a bomb.
He's been playing, I don't know, maybe 3-4 games.
Yeah.
I think we're actually 9 days away from Nats opening day. They open March 29th in Cincinnati.
Yeah.
So, it's even closer than double-digit days at this point.
Right.
It's right around the corner.
I think they made it official that Max could be the opening day starter, which, no shocker, should be. Apparently, I'm not sure, he may have struggled yesterday, they say that he came into camp and like, he could have started opening day a month ago.
Well,
like that's how ready he is.
He did struggle yesterday, but if you saw his numbers leading up to yesterday, they were silly.
Yeah.
I mean,
I
think batting average against was like 167.
Yeah.
He had 21 strikeouts in 14 innings. I mean, he was just dealing.
Right.
But
he came in ready to rock.
The Marlins hit him up pretty good yesterday.
You know, it's spring. It's weird.
Yeah.
You know, you don't really make anything of it. I know guys are just working on certain things. I remember talking to Zim a couple years ago, and he said, like, he and Worth, like, for the first 2 weeks, they might not even swing.
They like to
pitches.
Take.
They just take. They just stand
just
up there and just take pitches.
They like to track the pitches.
I mean, can they get a cardboard cutout, just stand it up there, and then they go fish or do whatever they want? They're just standing there watching.
They have no interest in messing around. So
it should be fun. Davey Martinez is going to join us around 7:20. I was reading up on him. It's interesting. He got into coaching about 7 years after he retired from playing. And I was trying to figure out, well, what did he do for those 7 years? I actually don't know.
Yeah, what did he put on his resume when after he went for a coaching gig?
He might have decided, you know, after 16 seasons or whatever it was as a player, that he wanted to spend more time with his family. And then after 7 years, he was like, you know what? Let me get back to baseball.
Family gets on your nerves.
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, who knows how you're going to react, you know, when you're done. I saw an article yesterday. It's a different thing. But Mike Francesa already is like 3 months out. And he's like, yeah, I miss it.
He's itching to get back.
Is he bored already?
Yeah. It's been 3 months. He says he misses it way more than he ever thought he would. So look for Mike to find a way to get back into the mix.
But, man, Davey has that pressure that, look, getting to the playoffs isn't good enough. I mean, it didn't work out for Dusty. So he's got to get – I don't know. I don't know if you have to get to the World Series, but you got to get out of the first round.
You got to win. Yes. You got to win some playoff games. Yes. There's no doubt about it. Now, they're not going to fire him after 1 year, but this is kind of the year, though. This is kind of the year with all the uncertainty, obviously, surrounding Bryce's contract,
for next year,
Murphy, Geo, Weeders, a lot of guys. I mean, it's just – you know, like with the Redskins, there's guys that moved on. It was obvious Kirk was going to move on to a lot of people, not me. It was obvious that, you know, Spencer Long and Niles Paul and all these guys are going to move on. So same thing here with the Nats. This is going to probably be it for Bryce, for Daniel, and for Gio. This is the year.
So. I think that's the pressure that a new manager would want. You don't want to take over a terrible team. You're taking over a team that's loaded.
Players.
You're going to throw out Max Scherzer, the guy that's won the Cy Young the last 2 years.
Go ask Manny Acta if he'd like to manage this team.
Right. So I think it's a good pressure.
But the team just has to execute and make plays in the postseason and not make critical errors like they did last year against the Cubs.
Right. I mean,
namely Weeders.
I've already forgotten a lot of that game because we were at the MGM and I was boozing.
You drank your sorrows away. It felt.
Yeah.
Well, let's put it this way. They brought in a starter in relief and it didn't work out.
I know. And I was for it.
Yeah.
I was for it at the time, too, to be fair.
We should say that the hotel that we're in, the Hilton, is just on.
Oh, we got to thank them,
very
too.
Nice.
I don't know what the guy's name is, but the GM.
Drabby, what's the name of the GM? Do you remember the name of the guy?
Yeah, let's hook that
Drabby, because we got to give them a shout.
Drabby scrambling.
Jordan.
Jordan.
Jordan's the general manager. I believe Chris is his brother, the guy from D.C. that put us in touch.
Did they take care of the junks or what?
Took care of us at the galley last night. We had a nice dinner. There is that awkward moment there where you don't know if you're being hooked or not.
Well, also before you order.
Yeah. We're kind of just sitting around. Four of us were completely done eating and drinking. And then Cakes, of course, orders another beer.
Not a beer to go.
You had about 60 ounces of beer left.
So we're waiting.
Need a road soda to bring back to the room.
We're waiting around for like 5 minutes. Then it's about 10 minutes, and we're like, what's going on? Are we getting a bill? Are we not getting a bill? We got to leave a tip.
Who asked for the bill?
I just said, JP did. I just did one of these. Can you have the check? And she was like, there's no check.
She said, it's been taken care of. And we said, it's ice. So we pulled together money for the tip, and we rolled out.
Sweet.
Yeah, it was great. Great meal. Had a silly New York
strip. Mostly pulled the money because Trab and I were felt.
You guys had nothing.
When you guys travel, can you go get some cash already? I mean, every time I turn around, do you have money for the valet? Do you have money for a tip?
So
borrow some money.
So you had no money for tip?
I mean, JP's felt it.
By the way,
$0.
This table is bigger than the car that Cakes and I drive right now.
I mean, we're in a Toyota Yaris.
It's a Matchbox car.
I mean, it's
I've never heard of a Yaris.
If we get hit by anything
you're done.
Bigger than a smart car, it's Dunsky.
Do you know when you see golf carts, like the golf cart right behind us? That's about the size of a car.
By the way, are there any rental cars left at the airport in West Palm? Because we have them all.
He took three of them.
Well, we had a rental car situation from Thrifty. Never have I been in this situation where we get out of the van that takes us to where
the
rental cars are, the shuttle, and we get out of the shuttle, and the guy looks at the ticket, and he goes, just pick one in the back by the fence.
Yeah,
a
car.
And there were two. There was the sardine can we're in, and another one that's painted white. It's a big selection. But let me just point out, the method for renting cars is broken. Okay, getting it all
thrifty because every other one looked like it was running smoothly.
And I understand. I've got a million tweets for people saying, get in a rewards club. The keys will be right there in the car. You won't have to wait in line. It's fine. I get it. But waiting in a line behind eight other donks and it taking 45 minutes to rent a car, something is wrong with that picture.
It's torture.
Oh.
By the way, Cakes, is the cut grass affecting you already? Because that's fine. One of your allergies. Your eyes are watering up a little bit.
No, the eyes are watering. A, drank too much. B, didn't sleep enough. Yeah. And C, probably grass is probably the least offender.
Little puffy. But you guys have this problem, though? So we get in the car, and then even though our hotel, the Great Hilton, is only 5 to 10 minutes away from the airport,
yeah.
CK had warned us that the last time they were down here, they were having trouble with their phone signals, and like ordering Uber and everything was an issue. And it didn't make sense to me on the face of it. As soon as we get in the car, Drabby dials up the Hilton on his navigation. It locks up. We have no idea where we're going. We can't get a phone signal. How can you not get a phone signal in West Palm Beach?
I don't know.
Not like we're in the desert.
I know.
It's not like we're in Bum F.
It's a pretty civilized place.
It makes no sense.
It's
just full of population and civilization. How could we not get a phone signal?
No idea.
Did you have an issue? Ubered. Did you Uber here?
No, I cabbed it. From the hotel?
Yeah.
I went with traffic.
I mean from the airport.
Oh, yeah, I cabbed it.
Okay, so you just jumped in a cab, so you didn't even have to use your phone.
The cab was like $13. Perfect.
Right. Yeah, silly.
By the way, I should mention that we still have the cash flash going on, and it's time for the cash flash. This hour's code word is salary. Text salary to 72881 before 7 a.m. for your chance to win $1,000 in this multi-market contest. That's salary to 72881. Message data rates apply. The next cash flash comes up at 7 a.m.
All right, you guys need some 5-hour energy?
Yes.
I do.
Did you bring some on the trip?
Of course I did. I got a case of it.
Good.
Now, problem is it's back at the Hilton.
Better.
But it's one of the most important things I packed for this trip. I needed some 5-hour. I actually had some on the plane. I threw down a berry-flavored. You know how traveling makes you tired and weary. Well, these guys are now begging me for the shot of 5-hour energy. Everyone needs to wake up and feel alert. It's important to get your day started right. Right now, 5-hour energy is launching their Getting Back to 100% campaign with a unique twist on this year's College Hoops tournament. You've got the ability to swap your incorrect selections during the tournament as the game is going on. You see an upset in the making? Well, it's easy. Just swap the favorite out to ensure your bracket is 100% correct. All you got to do is go to 5HourEnergyBrackets.com. That's 5HourEnergyBrackets.com or click on the link on the FanDC.com's homepage.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show, Junkies on the Road at Spring Training Ballpark of the Beaches, shared by the Nats and the Astros. We are on site.
Cakes and I are trying to figure out if it's dawn or dusk again. It's dawn.
I told you. It's a real blind spot for me.
You're fine on that.
Although we haven't seen
dawn of a new era is how you're supposed to
dawn
remember.
Of a new day.
Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't seen any light yet. I can't believe it's like 6:25 and there's no light.
That's because we do the show regularly in a room with zero windows.
Right.
The windows are covered up. Yeah, right. So we never know if it's light or dark outside.
Yeah, the whole daylight savings thing screwed me up.
We were just spending all this time talking about tipping.
Yes.
It's always a debate.
I have zero tipping guilt. These guys around here are maniacs. They're just way over tipping or feeling bad that they may have under tipped. And who cares? Tip the best you can. Get out.
Did you tip the valet that pulled the cars up at the hotel?
They were nubbing it. They gave him like a dollar or two wrinkled dollars.
I had a dollar yesterday when we dropped off.
JP has no money. He literally went on vacation with no money or trip.
What is that all about?
Vacation.
Whatever it is.
Definitely not a vacation.
I mean, I rented the car. I used a credit card.
Yeah, listen, I'm the same way. But when you travel, you need to have a little cash.
I bought some almonds last night from the convenience store.
Come on, man. You got to have cash on you.
You got to have a little cash.
Even if it's like $50.
All right. Yeah. I'll go get some cash. Oh,
thank you.
You got to have a little bit of U.S. currency.
Well, Kate's tilted
me. Of the Uber driver etiquette.
Yeah. You don't tip. You just leave.
I didn't think so.
Cake's in there digging in his pocket, giving a guy $5. I go, what are you doing?
I just explained during the break. I tipped him because he was Junks P1.
Right.
And I didn't want to look like a skinflint. Yeah. So I hooked him.
You had a Junks P1. I had a guy. Look, I boxed for 2 months of my life.
Right.
2 months. That's it. And the gym that I went to at Arlington Boxing Club
What are the odds that one of the guys who actually turned pro and fought on ESPN, who was at that gym when I used to go there and spar, would be my Uber driver?
He didn't look like a pro boxer when he was grabbing your bags out of the back of the car.
No.
Why is he all, like, why, was he struggling? Is he heavy now?
No, he just looked like a dog, regular dog.
Right.
Like, if you said he was a professional boxer, I would have just said there was no chance.
My buddy was in Vegas, and Shocker had an ex-porn star driving him around.
Oh,
really? Oh, yeah. And Shocker, the guys in the car all recognized him.
I bet you she looked banged up, though.
No, it was a dude.
Oh.
It was a dude, and the guys all recognized him.
Well, how about this guy, Bayan Jargal, the Mongolian mongoose?
Yeah.
At one point, his career was 15-0-2, and then he stepped up in the competition, but he fought a guy who fought Manny Pacquiao.
He's a big silly.
Like, yeah. He became the opponent, now the guy who loses.
Now he's driving JP.
He's driving me a drab.
Hey, how long do you think it took JP to tell him about his book?
Oh, did you do that?
20 seconds. 20 seconds.
2 minutes into the ride, and he's flaming him about the chasing Rocky. The guy didn't even speak English, by the way.
Yeah, maybe he'll buy a copy. JP still gets those checks.
I would have put my earbuds in right away.
Right.
Hey, it's actually on the way out. He loves to lie.
It's not a lie. It's called a slight embellishment.
Well, listen, I know that it's kind of – we're like roughing it here, and Jason claims he doesn't have much on the sports page.
But I got zero.
I want you
to – Well, I mean, listen to what's up with LeBron's box score yesterday.
I don't care about LeBron. I want you to lead off, though, because I still am curious about all the Kirk Cousins anecdotes. And yesterday, apparently, the father was interviewed. You could go through with it,
Don.
Right, with 1,500 ESPN.
Don Cousins. 1,500 ESPN. Is that Minneapolis?
Oh, you have the audio?
All right, so this is
– Let us set it up a little bit, though.
Yeah, so Kirk Cousins' father was talking to 1,500 ESPN. I assume that's Minneapolis. I guess was asked about Kirk's decision to leave the Skins and go to the Vikings. And actually, Dan Steinberg actually tweeted this. But I'll let you run it. I just think some of the responses are funny. Lisa Raines, whoever that is, replied to Steinberg's tweet and said, "Why is the D.C. sports media still talking about Kirk?"
Well, it's a big story.
I'm asking the same question.
It's a big story. But what's interesting, you'll hear this clip here. There was never any doubt. These guys couldn't wait to get out of town, Kirk and his family. And it all starts at the top, and you'll hear it when his dad talks about it.
I'm thrilled that he's a part of an organization that, from every indication I get, is a healthy, well-led organization. That was our number one priority. It was the number one thing that we looked for, that we talked about, that we prayed about, was to be a part of an organization that we believe was well-led and was unified from top to bottom, everyone heading in the right direction together. We do believe, as Kirk said just a moment ago, within organizations, no matter what you're leading, everything rises and falls on leadership. We believe this organization is well-led.
Hmm. I mean, you can't argue it.
No.
They're 100% right.
Is anyone surprised by
the Redskins organization is a big disaster.
Right.
I mean, there's no question about it. I can't even complain. I mean, he's right. But just this whole – it just irks me because I was led to believe that there was a chance he would sign here. There was a 0% chance Kirk Cousins was ever going to re-up and stay here long term. It just wasn't happening. He couldn't wait to get out of here. And frankly, I can't blame him. When he says that – I've heard this allusion several times in the last week or so about everyone being on the same page from top to bottom. What is he referring to there? Is he saying that Jay and Bruce aren't on the same page?
I think that might go back to years ago when Dan loved RG3.
Right.
And then the split really between Shanny and –
But that was years ago. They're still holding it against
them. Of course they are.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's –
I think it's probably everybody.
Well, because they know there's more – potential for that in the
it's
future.
It's probably Dan
if
and
they
Bruce.
Sign there.
Yeah, I mean,
right, but I think JP's right.
I think
it stems from that RG3 era where Dan clearly wanted Robert and the staff at one point wanted Kirk. And that's where they weren't on the same page. And that's where Kirk started to drift. That's when he started thinking,
I
got to get out of here.
Or the fact that they weren't going to commit to him long term and they couldn't work out a long term deal and they lowballed him a couple different times. It's probably a number of different
factors.
All
of those things are factoring in why he wanted to roll out of there. But just where is that disconnect between the top and middle management that he's talking about? And I think the most obvious explanation is the RG3 era when Dan wanted Robert.
Like, that was years ago.
I think they're holding it against him.
But I also think that
he's got a long memory.
The father said they've been waiting 3 years to hit free agency.
Yeah, but they also sense, too, and we talked about this earlier, like when you have the story come out that –
Bruce Allen is telling Doug Williams, don't answer the phone, and Doug doesn't necessarily know what's going on.
It's a circus.
Yeah.
It's embarrassment. You know, I can't blame him. Got 84 mil. But what is interesting.
Yeah, but you still kind of do.
Well, I don't. I said this yesterday. Overall, he handled himself, conducted himself. I give him an A. Maybe an A minus. The only thing I just don't like is I felt he was a little disingenuous where he gave fans the indication that there
Hello,
was a chance that he would,
this is Edward Haskell.
That he would end his career here.
If I had a dollar for every time you said disingenuous the last 2 weeks.
Well, that's a perfect word, I think, to describe that situation.
By the way,
I don't know a better word.
Did make a move yesterday.
That's right.
Orlando Scandrick is a member of the Washington Redskins.
A guy coming off a terrible year.
2 years, up to $10 million he can earn with the Redskins.
How old is Scandrick?
31.
Yeah.
So who knows? I mean, he was good. My understanding was good 2 years ago. Had kind of a disastrous year last year. The Cowboys decided to move on.
And that'll be the slot corner?
I don't know. I mean, versatile guy, could do a lot of things.
Yeah.
So they didn't give him a lot of money. Supposedly, there's still enough money out there that they can make a very, very competitive offer to Jonathan
Hankins.
How
would you grade the Skins offseason in terms of their acquisitions? C-minus?
B-minus.
B-minus?
Maybe
C-plus.
Well,
you have to include
Alex Smith.
You have to include Alex Smith.
They did a great job gathering themselves a quarterback.
Yeah.
But I'd say B-minus. You know, I still think – if the season started today, that's not fair because we haven't had the draft, but nobody else has had the draft. I think we're worse than we were last year.
They'll sign some more players, too.
They will, but that doesn't mean they're going to be any good.
He should be the slot corner because that's what he played for his first 5 years in the NFL.
Yeah, makes sense.
Right. Well, they still have room to sign Hankins if they want. So,
yes.
And that's the guy that I was really excited about when word is that he was coming in, the former second-rounder from Ohio State who could really help solidify the D-line.
Was there any word on other teams that he was talking to? Hankins?
No, but I'm sure there's plenty of interest.
Yeah.
But going back to what you said, why is this a story? Mm-hmm. I think it's going to die down.
Yeah, I think so too.
Like, this may be the last thing.
Of course.
Yeah, it's dying down. It's not going to linger like the RG3 did for years.
His dad has chimed in. Kirk already did his presser. From now on, he's a member of the Minnesota Vikings.
Yeah, but it will get
– and we're going to talk about the draft coming up
true.
For the Redskins. And we're going to talk about – mini camp and how Alex Smith looks.
But people in D.C. are still going to follow what Kirk does
no
in
doubt.
Minnesota.
What if Minnesota starts out like 7-0 and Kirk is balling?
And the Redskins start out like 3-4.
Which is likely.
Or worse.
Or worse.
Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah.
Then it gets re-energized.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. It's kind of like Ryan Leaf was always kind of intertwined with Peyton Manning for a while there. So it's just kind of how it is. I did find it interesting, though, that yesterday when they were going through the numbers, some of the numbers, I guess, became more apparent. And while the Redskins were certainly reluctant to give Kirk any real long-term money, which obviously set Kirk off and on his journey, they didn't seem to have a problem giving a quarterback 4 or 5 years older, pretty close to what Kirk got on the open market. Apparently, Alex Smith is getting, what, $71, $72 million guaranteed in this deal.
Right.
71, I think it's 71 million.
I thought it was 71.
Yeah.
71 or 75.
For the next 3 years, which is not that far off from the 84 that Kirk is getting.
By the
71,
way,
I believe, fully guaranteed.
By the way, the Minnesota Vikings open up against the defending Super Bowl champs.
Yep.
Against
the Eagles.
That's
going to
be
night.
An interesting game. Thursday night, Kirk in the spotlight against a defense which, by the way, is improved.
Has that been confirmed, or is that Howard Eskin that's speculating?
I'm looking at a story right here from SI.
Okay.
Where is
that
game?
I saw that Eskin tweeted
Thursday,
it yesterday.
September 6th.
Is that in Philly?
It does say the NFL has yet to confirm the report.
Right.
But the game will be a rematch of the NFC Championship, which the Eagles, of course, thrashed the Vikings 38-7.
Well, I think Kirk has found himself a nice little situation. It is also interesting, though, that some of the reports that came out in the last few days, that the market wasn't as large for him as we may have thought it would be heading into free agency. You know, a team like Denver ended up never making an offer. Really, it really came down to the Jets and Minnesota. And that was it.
Yeah, they were the two real big suitors.
That was really it. Like, Miami didn't make an offer. I'm not sure that Cleveland did.
I think Arizona was in the mix. Yeah.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Yeah. There wasn't a huge market,
I don't know
market,
if there was
though.
An official offer. But, I didn't hear numbers on Arizona, but they were definitely interested.
It shows you just need one other team serious. And you can,
yeah, you just need two.
Yeah, and you can really push it. You can really get going. So, anyway.
I'm surprised that Denver didn't you know, push it.
They didn't want to spend the money.
They didn't want to get in that stratosphere, you know, salary wise.
They're committed about $50 million less at quarterback.
I wonder if they knew Kirk really didn't want to play there.
Possibly.
Could have factored in.
Plus, they're going to pay less.
They believe in him as much as Minnesota believes in him.
Yes. Well, they didn't think he was $50 million better than Case Keenum.
Right.
Yeah. What
Keenum,
it comes down
Keenum
to.
Gets a 2-year deal, and they draft a young guy, whoever that's going to be at number five, and develop and groom that guy.
It's amazing right. How quick they give up on somebody they just drafted 2 years ago in Paxton Lynch.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
he's terrible. Just,
he's barely played.
Well, there's a reason.
Yeah, but I feel bad for him because back in the day, you'd get 3 or 4 years to develop, and then you'd get a couple years to play.
They've been a bad quarterback factory for a while now. Trevor Siemian, Paxton Lynch, Osweiler.
Well, because these guys aren't ready. They're not ready. Although Osweiler did have a little bit of a apprenticeship before he was thrown to the Wolves. So anyway,
almost impossible to play that position.
It's
at that level.
It's one of the hardest jobs in sports. No question about it. I've always maintained figure skating harder. You go out there and try to do a quadruple axel, and you got to nail like 7 of them in the Olympics.
Well, that particular move is definitely hard.
Yeah, for sure.
But the problem is they only skate for about 2 minutes.
By the way, you were going to bring up LeBron at the top of the segment in your sports page. They did win last night at triple-double. It was without their head coach, right?
Yeah, Lou's got some sort of an illness.
Does anybody know what it is? Is it like a sickle cell thing or something?
I don't know.
That he's having heart pain. He's not sleeping. Like I read one time, he couldn't fall asleep until 9:30 in the morning.
Right. The anxiety. Can you imagine? Yeah.
Melatonin, bro. Like a whole bottle.
Alcohol? You ever heard of it? Whistle?
Yeah. Right.
We have a lot of options that can help Coach Lou.
Yeah, you always. I could send him some websites that'll help him go to sleep.
We can be sleep consultants.
Drabby, send Tyron Lou one of some of your favorite search terms. That'll put him right to sleep.
Yeah,
no
then
problem.
Send him your bag that you brought through the airport that the dog loved.
The Sixers won last night, as I mentioned. Embiid had 25 and 19 boards. I know I've talked about this before, but just being at the Sixers game last Friday night and seeing him up close, Embiid is a massive, massive human being.
And he's highly skilled.
Oh, my God. He's so good. I mean, he can step he can step out, drain a three. He's got good footwork. But just to see him up close, it's amazing how big that guy is.
Is he bigger than Mahinmi? Because think about how much more gifted and talented he is than Mahinmi.
Yes.
And Mahinmi is probably one of the largest guys I've ever seen.
Yes, he's bigger
than beyond like Georgie.
Yeah, he's bigger.
Yeah.
He's
no, it's crazy.
And that team scares me. Like, we'll see where the Wizards end up. Right now, I think if the playoffs started today, the Wizards would be the 5 seed and they'd face the Pacers. But the Sixers are right there. I think if you're the Wizards, the number one team you don't want to face is Cleveland just because of LeBron. And to me, the number two team you want to face is the Sixers. Much rather
I wouldn't want to play the Sixers
or the Bucks.
Right.
Especially the way they're playing now.
Right.
Because they've been pretty hot.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it's going to probably come down to the last, game, 2 games.
All right, where are we in terms of schedule? Our first – we got a rack of Nats guests today, right? Is Dave Martinez going to be the first?
Dave Martinez is scheduled to join us coming up at 7:20.
All right.
Sean Doolittle, the closer, will join us.
Is he still rocking the beard? I assume he is. Doing the beard bit.
We will talk a little hoops. Scott Brooks, head coach of the Wizards, is going to join us at 8, and then right around 8:30, I believe, Ryan Zimmerman is scheduled to join us as we are live from spring training with the Junkies coming right back. Welcome back. Junkies coming to you live from the ballpark at the Palm Beaches.
It's still dark.
It's
Cakes.
Definitely still dark
this
outside.
Is the sun coming up.
We are outside.
Maybe this is the day.
You're still shocked by this?
Yes.
When it's going to come out.
It's 6:45.
The manager, David Martinez, is going to come out in a half hour, and he's going to say, let there be light.
Yes. I mean, I'm shocked by this.
Besides the camera lights, which are upon us here. We're on NBC Sports Watch. Well, you need to thank them for coming out.
I want to ask the guys, do they still use the lights when the sun comes up, or do you use the natural? Light.
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's a great question.
But probably it might be a combo of both. They'll still use the lights.
Oh, that's great news.
And literally, like Michael Jenkins.
I must look like an idiot with my Oakley wraparound.
Ah, you're fine.
Michael Jenkins is here 10 feet away from us, and we couldn't see him.
I had no idea he was there.
Hey, Michael, what's up, buddy?
He's just a shadowy figure sitting in a chair about 18 feet away from us.
He's ready to swoop in and replace us.
Didn't have any idea it was him.
By the way, we need to give a shout-out again to the hotel we're staying at, the Hilton West Palm Beach, which is amazing. It is a flagship lifestyle hotel featuring an array of world-class amenities, including four dining outlets. We were at the Galley last night.
Yes, we were. Fantastic.
Yes.
We dined al fresco.
For those of you that aren't cultured,
that means we ate outside.
And this wasn't a situation where the station sought that hotel out. That would never happen. No. It was actually somehow through a listener, and we were able to make it happen.
I actually did feel bad for Grant and Danny that we're staying at this opulent, amazing hotel.
Yeah.
And they basically stayed in a flea bag motel with, like, chalk out. Well, lines all over the place.
If you read the Yelp reviews, which we were doing this morning, Drabby can help me, but I believe they said, Drug Haven Whorehouse, stay away.
Yes.
Zero stars.
Yeah, somebody else said, we're lucky to be alive. This choice could have cost us our lives.
They were in that. And
where do you think we would have stayed if we didn't get the hook?
Something similar to that?
I don't know.
Probably.
Well, I would have moved.
Probably
would,
a La Quinta.
I wouldn't stay there. I'm sorry.
I know. I would have got my own room.
And I've stayed at a La Quinta. I've stayed at Days Inn.
I would have got my own room.
It's just the location.
That's what I would have done.
Instead, we're at Hilton West Palm Beach, which is a AAA four diamond hotel.
Very nice.
Right.
The pool is huge.
Yeah, they got cabanas. It looks like it's a scene.
It looks like Vegas out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very cool. Yeah.
Do they have an outdoor bar? A pool bar?
Yes.
They do.
Ooh.
Yeah. Is that where you're going today?
That's a little juicy. Well, I don't know. We were talking about maybe. I don't know how we can finagle this because you're going to stay and shoot the game.
Yeah.
But
just an hour.
The Woods. Tiger Woods restaurant is only about 15 minutes away.
It's funny. Yeah. We joked about that at dinner last night, and of course you want to do it.
Well, yeah. I texted Bick yesterday. I said,
well, I was at dinner.
Okay, I didn't say, at that particular time. I said, let's go to the Woods at some point.
All right, all right. I'd be willing to go today for a happy hour. You want to do a little happy hour today?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll go over there.
That place would be awesome. It's only 15 minutes away.
You're grasping that Tiger's going to show up.
Of course.
He's not going to be there.
Maybe his girlfriend will be there running the show.
You never know. He might roll in.
She used to be the general manager over there, right?
He's not playing for 3 weeks.
That's true. That's a good point.
I say you do it. 16 miles away?
100%.
Yeah,
Why not?
There.
100 guys head to the Woods.
We're going to go to the Woods.
But here's the thing. If Tiger was there, I wouldn't even go up to him. The guy's a douche. I wouldn't even go up to him.
I think I would. I'd give him a fist bump.
I don't know if you guys did this. So when you turn on the TV there, it has like a menu. And the menu of things include, like how you order room service. But it says amenities. And there's one that also says attractions. And I clicked on it. You don't know who's in concert tonight right across the street from us?
Ooh, who's in concert?
Well,
I'll probably botch his name because I'd never heard of him. Lil Wop.
I'm sure I'm going to a Lil Wop concert. I don't know if that's a band. I don't know if that's a person.
Right. I'm going to guess it's a rapper.
Okay, you're probably right.
Who is it?
Lil Wop.
That sounds like you get fired for saying that.
Yeah, you better be careful. You don't even know if you can say that. We don't even know.
You get fired
for saying something you don't even know what it means. It's probably possible. So we were talking about during the break a couple just sort of non-sports stories that are making big news. First of all, we talked about it yesterday. The bombing in Austin continues. Apparently overnight.
There was another one.
This time, I think it was the first time that the mail system was being used, and it blew up in the FedEx distribution center. I'm not sure if there were injuries.
One person was hurt.
Yeah. Mm. I think this one had nails and something else in it. Don't know a lot of the details, but there is a madman right now just terrorizing the poor folks in the Austin area. Can you imagine if you work in the mail delivery system or if you just live out there? Can you imagine the trauma the kids are going through reading and hearing about this every day in that area?
They're now calling him
a sophisticated serial bomber.
Right. Right, and it's strange how this has kind of come out of nowhere, right? I mean, I guess there were three in the first 11 days, then there have been two in the last 2 days, really been ramped up. I know the police made a plea for him to kind of, I don't know if it was, obviously turn yourself in, but wanted the person to know that they were aware of his, that he was upset. Let us know what we can do, what are your issues? But the bombing has continued since that press conference. So very, very disturbing situation there. Obviously, it harkens back to a lot of the stuff that was going on years ago. At least it always makes me think of like the anthrax scare that we went through post 9/11
right.
and some of those things. And then we were talking about during the break that apparently there was another driverless car incident, this time with an Uber driverless car that did have a backup security driver.
Yep.
But it killed a pedestrian.
Killed a woman, yep. In Tempe.
I know. I'm sure.
My gut says it was the pedestrian's fault.
I'm sure.
What's the backup driver doing?
I don't know.
How
lunching.
How does he not take over?
Maybe the backup driver did take over because I'm telling you, those driverless cars.
I don't
have
think that
so
technology is that foolproof, though. There's going to be accidents, and while it may be better, and I'm sure they could prove statistically it's better than humans driving, it just doesn't seem right.
I'm sure
to me.
They'll do an investigation and figure it out. I've seen how some of these driverless cars work, and all the scenarios, and the computer, and the sensors.
Yeah, but sensors could go bad.
I understood.
Mean, we couldn't even get a GPS signal today.
But there was a backup driver.
Yeah, but see, here's what happens though. You know this. You're in a car. It works perfect 99.9% of the time.
He was probably on the phone.
Yeah, you're not paying attention because you think it's good.
You've got to pay attention.
Yeah.
Well, still,
no one is.
You still have to pay attention. I'm sorry.
I would love to see us as a country scrap the driverless car bit. Personally, it doesn't seem like a good idea to me.
I agree.
Yeah. I'd scrap the program.
No, JP just wants to go to sleep in the back seat.
Yeah, he just doesn't want to drive.
I'll just say this. We've known this for many years. Death is a staple on the show. Yeah. But the gallows humor, the death talk, we get on the shuttle after we finally get through the rental car line, which took 45 minutes. We get on the shuttle, and Eric's talking about receiving a text from somebody, and his first thought is, I'm not going to say specifically, but his first thought when he receives this text is, oh, somebody's dead.
Well, because it was from the wife of a friend of mine. It said, I don't know if you know this, but so-and-so.
Like that
the first thing I thought.
So the first thing you read is, I don't know if you've heard. Or
yes, exactly. Yeah. Well, when you get that from, first of all, you've never heard from the wife before ever in your life. Now you get a random email and says, hey, by the way, this is so-and-so. I don't know if you heard, but my husband. And I think, well, he's dead.
But,
that's what I thought.
But everything was what it was. What was the
email? Something else.
Something stupid.
Yeah. The part which I thought was funny, though, EB was talking about that.
Yeah.
And then that led into some other death discussion in age. And there was an old codger right next to us.
The guy teetering right on the edge of death.
He's probably 85 years old because we are in Florida.
We'll be there soon. We will be there soon.
And EB's just talking about how he's obsessed with death. Yeah. And he thinks everybody's going to die.
Was the guy the just was there any reaction?
No.
Stone everybody face. Is going to die. What do you mean?
Of course.
Yeah.
But you think it's imminent.
Well, no, I don't think it's imminent. I think it could happen at any moment.
I would love to make it to 85.
By the way, did you see what is the story on that rugby player, the St. Joseph's rugby player that died in
Bermuda?
They don't know. Did he drown?
They don't know.
Was he drinking?
They're not sure.
Was it
at this
an
point.
Injury from the rugby match?
The cops are saying no, because he was found in a moat. He was found in the woods.
Right. So there was some sort of.
They're saying they're not ruling out foul play.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a horrible story. Freshman, I believe, 19 years
old,
St. Joe's rugby player.
That's a terrible story.
But Bermuda.
It's awful.
But that's not where the other – that was Aruba.
Aruba.
Where the other girl.
Oh, yeah, this is
Natalie
Bermuda.
Holloway.
Yeah.
All right, we are live from National Spring Training. Davey Martinez, the manager, set to join us coming up in about 25 minutes. We have Sean Doolittle, the closer, joining us at 7:45 and Ryan Zimmerman at 8:30. So we're excited about that. Plus, Coach Scott Brooks from the Washington Wizards at 8 o'clock as we talk some hoops here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.